Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, today, this is interesting. I got some lawyer people around the table here today from MLB Law. And it all is about a new program series we're kicking off on our sister station, Interstate 107, next week, called Knocking It Out of the Park with MLB Law. And before we get into that, we're going to find out who's here. We have Tina Head and we have Zach Merritt. Ladies before gentlemen, don't you think so, Zach?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Hi,
so
Manning.
All right, Tina, tell everybody a little bit about Tina.
My name is Tina Head. I am a paralegal with MLB Law. I've had over 30 years experience in criminal, domestic, personal injury, and civil. I enjoy law. I've been doing it for a long time. And I'm very excited to be a member of MLB Law and work for Zach Merritt, Michael Brown, who is MLB Law, and Sabrina Barbosa.
Well, good. 30 years. Why don't you just go to law school and get your law degree? Or do you already have it?
No, I'm good right where I'm at. Thanks. I do have a lot of education and experience.
I got you. All right, Zach, wake up over there. Tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Zach Merritt. I'm an attorney at MLB Law. I've been practicing for about 8 years, focusing on criminal defense and entertainment law.
Entertainment law? What is that?
Entertainment law is something that doesn't come in the door that often up here in this county, but it's really just the law to protect the interests of artists, whether it's a movie director or a
singer.
A singer, songwriter. We've done contracts for people who have agreements to have their music produced, often in the rap industry nowadays for some reason. Concert events. We've represented concert promoters and putting on large events, that sort of stuff.
You know, most people don't realize that radio stations across the country pay fees based on their gross revenues to licensing agencies, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC are the three big ones.
Right.
And every time a record's played, a little cha-ching goes to the those who perform the song. Not to the performers, but to the writers, the songwriters, and to the orchestras and musicians.
The royalty is the gift that keeps on giving for the lifetime of a musician plus some.
Yeah. Ask the family of Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
How big those checks are every time Christmas time rolls
around. You
know it. So we focus in criminal defense work.
All right. So MLB Law, it's been around for a while. What's the background of it?
Michael's been around practicing law for 38 years in this county.
Wow.
Michael's unique. He might be the only attorney I'm aware of to have practiced in virtually every court level of our system and won. So that means he's practiced in the municipal and magistrate courts of South Carolina hundreds of times and won. He's practiced at the circuit court trial level probably close to 100 times and won. He's then argued academic legal issues to our Court of Appeals and then to our South Carolina Supreme Court and won. This is what's also unique about Michael. In addition to that, he's practiced in federal court. He's got a pretty significant trial record in federal court, which is very rare. If you're being prosecuted by the federal government, they almost always have the case wrapped up against you, but Michael has won several of those. And then at the next level, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal, which is just one step below our United States Supreme Court, Michael has won and litigated cases there. So
he is the godfather of law. He knows
true.
It all.
Mm-hmm. He is. He can recite things from what was on the wall of some place back in 1970. He can just recite anything you could think of. It's amazing. And he knows so much about the law. And he is probably one of a handful of the old school lawyers that are left here in York County that still practice.
Now, when you said this before, we all, we have generations of people who are in every profession. I mean, even in my profession, we've had generations. So he's one of the old school lawyers. He goes back to like Luke Elrod and others in terms of
Mendenhall, as he was a judge. There's a bunch of them, but some have retired, some have passed.
It would be interesting to get some of the old school lawyers around a table with some of the younger lawyers and see the kinds of things that have changed. I know one thing for sure has changed is technology.
Absolutely.
You don't know this, Tina, but many, many, many moons ago before I was in broadcasting, I used to research titles. I did titles for homes. And we used to have to go down to the old Recorder of Deeds. This is in my home state of Delaware. I used to pull out these old books and do plots and all this kind of stuff. Well, you talk about how that's changed. Now everything is basically online.
Yep.
And you can do most of that work off, sitting in front of a computer.
Yes, true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yes, he's been around for years. And so MLB law is made up of Mr. Brown, Zach Merritt, and Sabrina Barbosa. Zach has a tremendous resume himself, which he probably doesn't want to brag about, but he does.
We're going to go into that right now, because when we did the introductions, you could have gone a little bit more.
Yes.
I always tell the people from Winthrop University, I want the Cliff Notes version, because they'll give you a big, long version. You gave me the Cliff Notes version. Tell me a little bit more about your legal background.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have very good mentors in my legal practice since I started practicing law about 8 years ago. I started by working for a gentleman named Patton Adams. He's a former mayor of Columbia, and he ran a state agency in Columbia. We were constantly before legislature, either proposing laws or lobbying is the wrong word, but asking for money for the appropriate agency functions that we needed there. So I learned a ton from him. Then I moved up here and practiced with Harry Dest, who was a circuit public defender in York County, and kind of ran a gladiator training camp for trial attorneys. There I was fortunate enough to try about 28 cases in a year and a half. And then after that I joined Michael. So the great thing about my experience is it's always been coupled with a great mentor, and Michael's right in the same group.
They say in any profession, experience is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot getting your license to be a lawyer, but the real proof of the pudding is how you do out there. And if you got a good mentor,
absolutely,
to get you launched,
This
is how you really do it. Forget what the textbook said.
That's
follow
right.
This. That's how it works.
Yeah, you got to get in there and try cases, but in addition, if you've been around somebody who's been doing it for 40 years, every case that you encounter with them, their 40 years of experience comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 20 other incidents they've been in like that, and because every case is different. But I've been fortunate to have a lot of practice in my younger career, and I've got great mentors. So
now, your specialty, the firm's specialty is what areas?
Criminal law.
Criminal.
Domestic. Personal injury, entertainment, and civil cases.
All right. Now, do the different attorneys each bite off one of these specialties, or do you do multiple specialties?
Well, because we love trying cases, and most trials nowadays happen in criminal cases. So every lawyer in the firm is a formidable criminal defense attorney, which is a unique breed of attorney. I didn't speak much about Sabrina Barbosa. She was a lawyer that joined us recently, has been a breath of fresh air, but she practiced as a prosecutor here under Kevin Brackett and then under Randy Newman in Lancaster, and now she's with us and gives a tremendous perspective of the other side of the criminal defense world. So we're a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. We can do lots of things, but the thing that every lawyer needs in negotiating any matter is the ability to say we're done and we're ready to go to trial. So criminal law is what gives us more trials. So all of us do that. Domestic, Sabrina and Michael both handle that more than I do. Michael is a author of the custody section of South Carolina Jurisprudence, which is one of the primary resources that lawyers use to quickly gather what the law is in a given area. So Michael's got this wealth of experience, and Sabrina is just an incredible workhorse. So the two of them take on family with Tina. Tina's been doing family law as a paralegal for a very long time.
Family law is huge. And when you take a look at these different areas that you have, is like family law your biggest segment that you do?
No, criminal.
Criminal.
Our criminal is probably 90 to 95%, But, really? You know, we do have a good bit of domestic cases, and sometimes they go hand in hand. So.
We've got probably one of the better funded and more aggressive prosecutorial agencies in the state, in York County, which is good, and, you know, it's good for public safety if you're a criminal defendant.
You're talking about the solicitor's office.
Solicitor's office is very well funded, and they're very hard-nosed unit, you know, compared to around the state. And that's just the policy that we've chosen locally, but it produces a lot of criminal cases.
You know? Yeah, you know, one thing that I think most people have lost in this media world that we live in today. There's a basic founding principle here in this country that you're innocent until you're proven guilty, right?
Yes.
But the way the media works today, with all of its, you know, they did this, they did that, blah, 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 it's tough to really make the general public understand that there's a second side. There's always another side of the story. It's what we talk about in our newsroom all the time. There's always two sides to every story. And I would imagine a big part of criminal law is exactly that.
Absolutely.
You've heard what the media has reported. Now let's get the facts out.
Zach and Mike both have had to deal with the media on many, many cases. So, yeah.
Well, and to your point, yes, criminal defense is the heart of what we do because for two reasons. We firmly believe that one of the most difficult but one of the most interesting aspects of being a lawyer is preventing government overreach. I think both Republicans and Democrats get on that bandwagon at times, but it's absolutely what the Founding Fathers put all these safeguards in the Constitution and then in all the other layers of law. And a criminal defense lawyer is one of the only ones that says, government, you've gone too far. And they're enabled with the power in a courtroom to draw those lines that have to be drawn in the sand. But the other thing that you just mentioned is a criminal defense lawyer also represents what is a Christian value in the sense of we represent the mercy that society is willing to give somebody who's done something wrong on a given day. And in a sentencing hearing or with a prosecutor, there's mercy that can be given, but generally it's our job to show the redeeming characteristics, the redeeming values of a person, and our system often has the room for forgiveness, for mercy, and our job is often to do everything we can to portray that. And there's also the other side of the story, you know, like you said, we have to also investigate and try to figure out what really happened and the fine details of that day, and how can we corroborate it through evidence, you know?
Yeah, as Paul Harvey said, there's always a rest of the story.
Right.
All right, well, with that being said, when somebody comes in that's been accused of X, and the process you take them through is they tell you their story, their side of the story, and then once you've agreed to take on the case, then your job is to figure out whether what you've been told is exactly the facts of the situation.
Absolutely. So one of the most interesting things about all lawyers is the duty of confidentiality. And we have a duty. Our license can be taken if you tell us something and then we spread that information without your consent. So a lawyer's office, where you just zeroed in on, is one of the only places in American society where you could confess to me something you did that's terrible. And I often have an obligation and could lose my license if I were to tell anybody. Then on top of that, you're right, after we get their story and they hire us, we file discovery motions, and we see what the police has filed, which is often the police report, but it's often 911 calls, body cameras, lots of types of evidence that either corroborates the things that they've told us or doesn't, you know? And I would say it could go either way on that, you know? But at the end of the day, that's kind of the process, you know? And we protect their story until we get the information to see if it can be corroborated. And if it can't, we'll have a tough conversation with them. If it can, we'll defend them because they might be an innocent person, and we're one of the last people in their corner to defend them. Yeah?
And I can imagine that would be one of the most interesting parts of what you do, is once you have verified what the story is, what the real story is based on the facts, is sitting there with a client and say, look, we either got a case or we don't got a case, and let me see what I can do. If we don't have a case, let me see what I can work out.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
But if we do have a case, you know, we got to go for it.
Yeah, and we're putting your chips on the table. We're playing with years of your life.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
But another interesting thing of what you hit on, a lot of people ask, as a criminal defense lawyer, how could you defend this person who sat down there and told you they did something, and then later on you're in a courtroom saying they didn't? Well, that doesn't happen that often, but if it does, that might be a tough day. But it's sometimes that's part of the adversarial system. But the way more difficult case is the person that you know to be innocent. Their story's true, it's corroborated by the facts, but you can't convince the powers that be to get a disposition, to dismiss it. And now you're in a courtroom sitting beside this person, and it's on you to defend them, and they'll get 20 years if you make the mistake. The hardest cases are the ones that you know are innocent, you know.
And that's where that, what's that old term when people play cards, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Whew-wee. But I guess that's why you're supposed to have this thing called a jury,
yep.
Which is a dozen people who've got no interest in this thing at all, who really shouldn't know anything about anybody or anything about the case, and then all the marbles, it all falls on your shoulders to keep this innocent person out of jail.
Yeah. Oh. The jury system provides a level of integrity to the whole process. It's still a gamble. You're still sitting there. You know, no clue what's in those 12 people's minds. But it does provide a huge, huge protocol that our founding fathers put in the system to hopefully protect from people having their liberty taken for no good reason.
But you know, now with this technology, we're hearing in the news all the time cases that have been reversed. People who've been in prison, cases have been reversed because of this new Advent DNA technology.
Yes.
You know, the Innocence Project is one of the more interesting developments recently since DNA evidence has come along. South Carolina, is my understanding, and I'm definitely not an expert on this, but they have a partially funded, not totally funded, Innocence Project. And I do know that hopefully there'll be some more interest to give them some funding, because at the end of the day, one of the worst things society can do is throw a person in jail who did not do something. And it's one of the more godlike powers to throw a person in jail that the state can utilize. So you want to be sure if you've done it, you know.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Tina, pay close attention now. Tina, pay close attention.
I'm paying attention.
All right, we do fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. We even bring in doctors here to help us with the chant. One, two, three, here we go.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
That's good. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41061. 646.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Zach Merritt and Tina Head are with us today from MLB Law here in Rock Hill, right at the corner of White Street and Confederate Avenue. And before we start talking about the program series, you know, one of the things that, I mean, I see Doc Oliver over here. Talk to him all the time. What makes him really good at what he does with optometry is his experience. He's a smart guy. He's got a lot of experience, and experience is everything. I think about flying an airplane. You want to fly, you want to be in an airplane where you've got somebody who's got 30 years worth of experience.
Definitely.
That they know exactly what's what. I got to think experience plays a big, big, big role when it comes to trying cases. True or false, Zach?
Absolutely. You know, to have experience in the courtroom is something that's invaluable. At the end of the day, anytime you're in a courtroom, you're gambling a little bit because you never know what that jury's going to do. But a lawyer that's got experience and has got intuition is somebody that you want in there. That's something that I definitely believe I bring to the table, but Michael, who's been doing it forever, brings a lot of just intuition and experience in the courtroom.
So I guess one thing, and this is me saying it, not you, but when if you're in a situation where you need a lawyer, right, make sure you know who you're dealing with and what their track record is.
Absolutely.
And you can find that out. I mean, you got all this stuff.
Just ask around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tina, you've been awful quiet this show. This is surprising.
This is Zach's show.
Oh, this is Zach's show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, this part is for you because this is your brainchild. You've come up with an idea for telling people, educating people about law.
About law. Law for the layman. Our show is Knocking It Out the Park with MLB Law.
Which is kind of cute because MLB, Major League Baseball,
yeah.
We got that.
Know him.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah.
So the idea is to do what now?
Just a little bit of not necessarily legal advice, but maybe so, but a little bit of knowledge for those who want to know.
Right. Well, the program series gets underway next Tuesday on our sister station, Interstate 107. Zach will be on the first show. And what we're going to do week after week is we're just going to take different types of scenarios, talk about them, get as much as we can in the way of education out there for people about law, how law works, what to expect, what not to expect. Because sooner or later, you're going to need to have an attorney.
Yes, whether you expect it or not.
Right. Something's going to come across.
Lawyers do come into play in someone's life.
Yep.
Here or there.
Whether you caused whatever it was that you need a lawyer or whether somebody else caused it.
No.
You don't want to, what do they say, someone who has themselves as an attorney has a fool for a client or something. There's some phrase like that.
I think you have it, yeah.
Something like that. So you want to make sure that if you are in a situation like that where you need a lawyer, get a lawyer. Because the lawyer can save you a lot of aggravation.
Correct.
Yes, it's going to cost you some money, but it could cost you a heck of a lot more.
If you're not represented or understand the law, definitely.
You don't want to be your own brain surgeon. Go to somebody who's trained in this.
And the great thing is one of the things that our office offers in most cases is free consultation. So one of the most aggravating things is somebody who has represented themselves through the course of a case and then all of a sudden realizes as they're staring down the barrel of the gun of a hearing that's coming up or something like that, that they need a lawyer because it's about to happen, whatever it is. That is like going to somebody who builds a house and having built the bathroom and the bedroom somewhere and telling them they want to flip it around, you know, and it's just so aggravating when that happens. So there may be an instance where representing yourself is a good idea. I can't imagine many where that's the case, but you should still come in for a free consultation with us, explain to us everything that's going on, and then you'll be able to fully understand one way or the other, what your options are. You know, one of the only exceptions to that is for domestic consultations. We do charge a small fee that would go towards your fee if you hired us, and often we refund it after talking to you.
Right. Now, personal injury cases, they are, I mean, that is a huge part of the world we live in today. How do you handle those? If somebody comes in and says, I've just been in a, you know, somebody just T-boned me and, you know, I've got this problem and that problem. I don't have any car, la, la, la. How do you start handling that?
So one of the first things that we do, you know, South Carolina, for the most part, is an at-fault state. So you need to determine whether or not the person in the injury or in the accident was at fault. Police officer obviously has opinion when he writes the accident report, but that's not always the end-all be-all there. But one of the things that we do is it's really important to come in very early. It's very important to the value of your case to be compensated appropriately for your medical bills and for the things that you may need to be whole again after an accident, for you to come in as early as possible. Insurance defense firms love demonstrating that there's a gap in coverage that lasted a week or 2 weeks just because you didn't get to a lawyer soon enough so they could help you understand what your medical options are. Even if you don't have an insurance, you need to come see a lawyer after an accident if you've been injured as soon as possible so that the lawyer can help you navigate the medical side of the case before they get to eventually arguing with the insurance company and fighting against the insurance company for trying to make you whole.
Yeah. And there's a statute of limitations on accidents as well. So, you know, time's ticking from the date of your accident to the statute where it cuts off for you to be able to, file a complaint or go into litigation for your accident.
You know, the other thing is that if you're in a serious accident and you tell your attorney, well, you know, I went to the emergency room and I'm fine. I walk right out. You know, I think I'm okay. I don't need to worry about that. You need to think that through, because you may feel good, you know, an hour or two afterwards, but who knows what's going to happen the next day or two? I mean, you may wake up and you just can't even move. So you don't want to slam the door on what you think is the condition you're in until you really know what the condition is that you're in.
That's absolutely true.
Case by case situation.
All right, so the series kicks off next Tuesday. It's called Knocking It Out of the Park with MLB Law, which I love. It's going to be in our sister station, Interstate 107. Zach is going to be our first guest, and we hope over the course of the weeks ahead, we'll be talking to Zach. We'll be talking to
Mr. Brown.
We're going to coerce Mr. Brown into doing this. Yes. We know this is out of his comfort zone, but we're going to get him to do that. And the other lady's name?
Sabrina Bardot.
Okay. All right. So what else are we missing? What do we need to make sure people understand in general terms about dealing with a lawyer? I mean, how should you go about selecting a lawyer? We talked about just experience being one thing you should pay attention to. What else should you pay attention to, Zach?
Well, the other thing that you need to pay attention to when you meet with them is how receptive they are to the facts of your case, doing everything they can to understand what your position is. But you also don't want a lawyer, if a lawyer is making you big promises early on in the case,
that's a no-no.
That should not be done. You know, a lawyer can't make definitive opinions about the case until they have the discovery and they understand it. What they're trying to understand is what your claim of what occurred is. And they really need, so our initial consultation is focused around really trying to take very, very conscientious notes about your side of the story, following up with some questions. You want a lawyer that's doing that at the front end, but you also want a lawyer that's going to be honest with you about what the results are, which means he's not making false promises early on, and that when the evidence does come, he's giving you realistic expectations.
Zach Merrick, Tina Head, thank you both.
Thank you, Manning.
MLB Law, you'll be hearing the program next Tuesday on Interstate 107, Knocking It Out of the Park with MLB Law. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Chariot Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Sophia, get over here. Come on now. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.